This is the SoCal Sports Dojo.
Hosted by Javi Iniguez.
Andrew Zetterberg.
The place where we tell you everything you need to know in SoCal sports this week.
It's amazing.
So amazing.
The SoCal Sports Dojo, so amazing.
It's amazing. The SoCal Sports Dojo just lost Kanye West.
We're the reason you're fired up right now.
Yes, sir.
Got some sweet talk coming in. We got, in descending order, we have
The Ducks. The Kings.
The Angels. And the Doyers.
The best Doyers. Team in baseball.
Kind of. Well, record-wise, not really right now, but...
They are in my heart, in Corazon. Very cool. They're my
good for your heart.
Best team.
Good for your heart.
In baseball.
All right. They're playing right now, actually, as we're recording this. We have it up in our studio.
Yeah, we do. It's pretty official in here. We have the Dodger game up, and we have the Ducks game up.
Got the Ducks on my iPad, and then the first period right now on the penalty kill.
Yep.
And we'll be talking about that as it goes along, but... Dodgers. So what, 1-1 right now?
Yeah, 1-1 to start the season. Did you watch that opening day game? Did you catch it?
No, I didn't. Where was I on opening day?
Class?
Was that a Monday?
Yeah, it was a Monday. It was this Monday.
National championship for basketball.
Oh.
I was watching that.
Yeah, but that was until 6. Dodgers played at 1.
Oh, I was in class. I was in our radio class.
Really?
Yeah, we were in radio together.
Radio on Monday? We don't have radio on Monday.
I'm lost. You're just all messed up, man. I'm lost.
It must be because your Angels are just horrible.
Yeah, but not really. But
no, they're not, actually.
Agon went gonzo beans.
He went Agon.
Not only on opening day.
An A-bomb from Agon.
But
yesterday.
Yesterday and twice so
today,
far.
Today. Today.
He's going for that record of 5 in a game, which has never been done, right?
Never.
Yeah. That'd be quite an accomplishment.
I think the record is four.
Yeah. I think a bunch of guys
have done four.
Ah, who is Cameron? There's a Cameron on the Mariners.
Mike Cameron, maybe.
I think he hit 4-1. That's all I remember.
I remember Sean Green did it for the Dodgers back in, I think, I'm going to say the early 2000s, and he had 4 home runs. He was 6 for 6 that day, and guess how many RBIs he had? He had 11 RBIs.
Wow.
That was intense to watch.
I think Larry Walker did it once, too.
Yep. I think you're right.
What a name.
Josh Hamilton did it.
Oh, great.
He did it
with
Texas.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But Dodgers 1-1. Must be a pretty good start from your vantage point.
It was definitely a good start, a good way to start the season. You know, the Padres, they're definitely a revamped team this year. You know, they decided to make some changes on Sunday night just to make their team even more better. You know, A.J. Preller, the GM over there in San Diego, is getting busy. Brought over Craig Kimbrel, which is probably, hands down, one of the best, if not the best, closer in baseball. He's up there with Aroldis Chapman.
Brought over Melvin Upton Jr., reuniting
the Upton brothers again.
Yeah, what's up with that? I thought it was... What's his name? BJ?
Yeah, BJ. His nickname is actually BJ because his name, like I said, is Melvin Upton Jr. He's a junior. But his dad was known as Boss Man growing up. That was his dad's nickname. So he was known as Boss Man Jr. So that's where you got BJ from.
Okay, that's pretty cool then. Yeah. I like that. But Melvin kind of fits him. I like that name. Melvin Upton Jr.
Yeah, he said it was time for a change. You know, he's trying to switch up his mojo a little bit. They're 1-1 to start the season. You know, it was fun to watch that game. Couldn't go. My parents were actually there. Got some text messages from my dad. He sent me a picture of him standing behind Kershaw warming up in the bullpen. I was pretty jealous. I'm not going to lie.
Pretty cool.
Pretty jealous. And, you know, just watched the game before and after my baseball practice and actually got to catch that Jimmy Rollins 3-run bomb there in the bottom of the 8th.
That's cool.
Yep, yeah.
That was pretty cool when I heard about that.
I was so stoked. Yeah, no, I was so excited.
But I want to talk about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They were tied going into the 9th inning, correct?
Yes, they were.
And what was the one concern of the Dodgers coming into this year?
It was their bullpen.
So the bullpen didn't do too hot yesterday.
No, and you can't really put it all on the bullpen. You know, I felt like that inning kind of got away from them in the beginning. There was an error there by Yasmani Grandal on a bunt play that kind of set up the whole inning. There was runners on first and second after that, and, you know, that kind of opened the floodgates. Obviously, you know, Chris Hatcher did struggle. Gave up a couple of base hits. He looked pretty promising on Monday. He got the save on Monday. Came in the 9th. Got the save. Got all 3 outs. You know, even rolled a double play there. But he looked pretty uh, pretty sketchy yesterday, to say the least. You know, I look pretty sketchy. Obviously, the error doesn't help. But as a closer there, you kind of want them to shut the door, even though if that does happen.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Jansen will be coming back somewhat soon, right?
Yes, there's news that actually broke yesterday. It's funny that the news just broke yesterday after the whole collapse. He's getting ready for a May return. Him and Hyunjin Ryu were actually playing catch together in the outfield yesterday. So that's a good sign for both of them. They're both scheduled to return maybe around May sometime.
So then as of right now, who's the Dodgers' fifth starter, I guess it would be?
See, the Dodgers are doing something interesting right now. They're kind of waiting it out. You know, they're hoping that Ryu might come back early. He's only on there for 15 days and doesn't have to go on for another 15. There's a couple of days off, and with those days off mixed in, the Dodgers technically only have to go with those four starters.
Okay.
So those first starters are going to be Clayton Kershaw, Zach Greinke, Brandon McCarthy, who's pitching tonight, winning 5-2, and Brett Anderson.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. That's the plan right there.
Nice. Peterson's been playing well too, huh?
Yeah, Peterson, you know, he's been looking pretty good. He had five home runs. He had five home runs in spring. Kind of sealed the deal on the center field job. It wasn't like official, you know. They asked Mattingly, I believe, 2 days before opening day, and he still wasn't saying, you know, oh, he's going to be our starting center fielder. But, you know, everybody knew he was and made a couple of good plays, gotten a couple of knocks, a couple RBIs, you know, so he's looking pretty good.
It was so smart of them to bring him up last year, I feel like, towards the end of the season, just so that he didn't have to come into this year not knowing what the MLB is like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure he got in a few road trips last year, getting the, you know, used to life on the road as a pro athlete. You know, you get done with the games at like 10 o'clock, well, maybe 30 minutes earlier because the time has been, the pace of play has been pretty fast this year. But yeah, you don't get on like into the airport till like 11 or 12 and you're flying, you know, maybe to like, you know, St. Louis, and that's like a 4.5-hour flight. You get into your hotel at like 4, and then what do you know? You're playing the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm getting used to that. It's good for Peterson, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up because I was actually thinking about that the other day. My buddy was, you know, he's a big Dodger hater, and he was criticizing Jock Peterson. He was like, oh, you guys should have kept Matt Kemp, which we probably should have because he is actually dominating the Dodgers this series. Drove in all three runs on the game on Monday.
Really?
Drove in a couple of runs yesterday, too. He's had, I want to say, 7 hits in the series, so he's having a really good series.
How old is he?
Matt Kemp?
No, I meant Jock Peterson, sorry.
Jock Peterson's 22 years old.
And Kemp's like 32?
31.
Okay. Well, you get a 10-year trade from that.
Yeah.
I'm down for the Peterson if you're a Dodger fan.
Exactly. But, you know, I was going back to my friend. He was criticizing the Dodgers, you know, just trying to make me mad because, you know, how to get me mad, you know, by talking smack on my team. He was just like, oh, you know, he came up last year, struggled so much. And I was just like, you know what? Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe he got up here, got his feet wet, you know, got a sense of what it's like to be a major leaguer. And he wasn't on the roster in the playoffs, but he was in the dugout. And I think that's important for him to be in here in this atmosphere and, you know, just being around the team and being around the guys that are playing. You know, you can learn a lot from that. So I feel like last year was definitely a good thing for him.
And he's hitting leadoff.
He's not.
Oh, he's not.
No, Jimmy Rollins is hitting leadoff.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's what, 8?
He's hitting 7 or 8.
7 or 8.
Yeah, 7 or 8.
Yeah.
He's hitting 8 tonight.
That's not too bad.
No.
But you were saying about how, you know, bringing him up early is good and, you know, giving that extra experience. And, yeah, he was struggling maybe a bit last year. But, you know, it's so much different playing in the major leagues, I feel like, than it is in the, you know, double A ball. First off, you're in a stadium full of like 45,000 screaming fans,
mm-hmm.
you know, against pitchers who are the best of the best, throwing, you know, nasty splitters, curveballs, and all that. But I'm going to do a sweet little transition here. Someone similarly who struggled when they first came up, Mike Trout. You know, he looked so much different.
He's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know.
That Mike Trout.
I think
guy.
LA, well, it's pretty cool that LA has the two best players in baseball.
Clayton Kershaw
and Mike Trout.
Yeah, they're both pretty good.
Yeah, but Mike Trout struggled when he first came up. So, you know, it's, you know, that last year's struggles, I wouldn't read too much into. Tell your friend I said that as an Angel fan.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him to, you know, yeah.
Do that.
I'll give you the hand motion here.
So I got gotcha.
Our, you know, don't have to take this thing down and start
I'll
over.
I'll let him know. I'll let my friend know.
But another team with a 1-1 record are the Angels.
Angels.
What?
Mike Trout's first at bat
took
King Felix yard.
Later ball.
sadly, I think that was the only run of the game.
Yeah, he's kind of shut it down right after that.
I think
he went 7 2/3 that game. So.
Yeah, Felix was balling. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, he's best, probably one of the best pitchers in the AL, if not the best.
Yep.
I don't even know who won the Cy Young last year. I knew he was an Indians player, but I had not heard of him. I was like, wait a second,
Corey Kluber.
Who is this guy? And I've like seen all these Indians, you know, projections to be in the World Series. I'm like, what? The Indians? I don't know. But yeah, the offense is kind of worrying me a bit. It's woken up tonight. Last time I checked, they were up 5-0. Pujols went yard. Trout had a sack fly. But I don't know. You're a baseball player. Are early season struggles on offense something that are kind of normal? Or is that something to be concerned about early? I mean, it's only two games in, but still... You know, if you're not getting those hits now, is it something to worry about?
I don't think so. You know, obviously everybody wants to get off to a good start. Everybody wants to be blazing hot into the season, but it's a long season, 162 games. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a grind, like they say, it's a grind. So, you know, it's obviously you're going to go through your ups and downs throughout the season. You don't want to start off, you know, struggling. You know, obviously you might struggle a little bit, but you don't want it to get to the point where, say, you're 30 games in and you're still struggling, you know, or 40 games in. You know, that's what, 25% of the season, yeah, right there. So, you know, it's one of those things where, like I said, you don't want to start off bad, but it happens, and it's nothing to worry about, especially, what, two games into the season. You know, who doesn't have a couple of bad games here and there?
Yeah.
So, no, nothing too much to worry about there.
On our last podcast, I asked you if Josh Hamilton would play more than 81 games,
mm-hmm,
and you said no.
Yes.
But since we've met, MLB came out, said he is not suspended from a neutral arbitrator because, like, the committee who was, you know, deciding split 2-2, and the neutral arbitrator said no. So... what do you think? Do you think he'll still play? Oh, we got something.
We got something.
On our sketchy stream going on. Why don't you tell us what happened, Javi?
Yasiel Puig just drove a ball into center field off of Andrew Kashner. Will Myers, the new Padres center fielder, caught it on a nice grab, by the way, on the run at the warning track. I would say 2 feet from the wall. So nice play for Will Myers there.
Puig does not have the Mike Trout power.
I will give it to you there just because Puig has not hit, what did Trout do, hit 36 bombs last year?
I think so.
So, yeah, Puig hasn't done that.
No. How's his start, by the way, real quick? Give me two sentences.
Obviously, he hasn't put up big numbers yet, or he hasn't put up the numbers that Agon has in these last couple of games. But, you know, I see a different Puig this year, and he seems a lot more mature. You know, he's laid off a couple of pitches that he probably wouldn't have laid off last year. So
Has he laid off the gas pedal as well on his car? Is he even driving himself anymore? Okay, we got back to the Angels. We'll cover that next week.
Okay.
But yeah, Hamilton. It was interesting seeing the Angels' comments after that.
Yeah, that
came out too.
I'm glad you brought up the Angel.
You
want
to ask me about it?
Yeah, I'll ask you about it. What did you think about the Angel comments?
I thought that they were kind of mean.
I think, to say the least,
an elementary school bully. But I get their point. They probably wanted him to be suspended because he's hurt anyways. He won't, mm-hmm, be back until maybe May.
Yep.
So they're still going to have to pay him now, whereas if he was suspended, they wouldn't have to pay him, and he's getting a lot of money, like $25 million a year. But it's their fault in the first place that they signed him up for 5 years and $25 million 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2 years ago. He's still got 3 years left in that deal. So, you know, and I've heard talk that they might even release him because they just don't want to deal with his behavior. So we'll see.
I really hope they don't release him.
Yeah. But so far, it's been a good start for SoCal baseball, I'd say.
Yeah, pretty good.
Nothing really to worry about.
Just got baseball's back.
But SoCal hockey, on the other hand, is completely split.
Yeah.
Totally opposite ends of the spectrum right now.
It's kind of like the Lakers and the Clippers. Not as bad as the Lakers.
We got one team dressed in gold, you know, cruising into the postseason. And we got another team, black and silver.
Kings.
Who lost a big game. We're talking, of course, about the Kings. Lost a big, big game at Edmonton.
That one hurts.
A team who's probably trying to lose games.
Hurts in El Corazon.
Yeah, really tough.
The black
Yeah.
And so we're just letting me down.
I don't think we're going to be able to go to a playoff game together, man.
Oh, that's sorry. Right.
I already got my Ducks playoff tickets. I'm going to game one and game five. That's already set in stone.
Just rub it in, man. You know what? Just rub it in.
Kings.
It's difficult for them to get in the playoffs. It's not impossible, but it's really difficult. Right
they
now.
Have to win their last two games. They're at Calgary tomorrow at 6 o'clock Pacific time on Fox Sports West if you want to go watch that matchup.
And just to double check, Calgary is still the 8th seed.
Calgary is the 8th seed. No, Calgary is the 6th seed because of the hockey standings are different.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
But the Kings are 2 points back of the Flames. You get 2 points for a win in hockey, and the Flames own the tiebreaker against them. So the Kings would have to win against the Flames without an overtime win and hope the Flames lose their last game.
Do we know who the Flames play in their last game?
Yeah, the Flames in their last game, they host the Jets, or they're at the Jets. So that's an interesting game because the other team the Kings are trying to chase are the Winnipeg Jets. And as of right now, the Kings are 3 points behind the Jets, and they own that tiebreaker. The Kings do. So
interesting.
Yeah, so it gets really interesting for the Kings. Basically, they have to have one of those teams lose twice, basically. It can get more mathematically, but to make it simple, Kings have to win twice. Other teams have to lose twice.
All right, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How many games are in a hockey season?
82.
Isn't it crazy how you play 82 games in a hockey season? Same thing with baseball. You play 162 games. Basketball is 82 games as well. And it's like we're doing all this math with two games left to play.
Yep.
And you just think about like in 82 games, they've played 80 games so far. So in those 80 games, they could have won one more game. What could have gone differently? And it just always boggles my mind that we're always, you know, making like these mathematical equations of how, you know, a team could get into the playoffs. And I don't know. I just think it's always funny how it works out. Like, you play 82 games and it always just comes down to one, you know?
The LA Kings have 15 overtime losses. That includes overtime and shootouts. And I'm pretty sure, I don't have the number in front of me, but I'm pretty sure at least 8 or 9 of those are from shootouts. Because they have been so poor in shootout games. They just can't win a shootout. On the other hand, the Ducks have 7 overtime losses. And I know that they've won a lot of shootout games themselves. And that's an extra point. The Kings win, you know, 3 of those 8 or 9 shootouts they lost. They're in the playoffs right now. They're tied with Winnipeg. So, you know, it really is what you're going back to. It's those little things, those games that you know, you get to a shootout and you think, oh, we got the point. It's okay. You know, you got to get that extra point.
Exactly. You know, as an athlete, you never want to think like, oh, you never want to think back to the past and say, oh, I could have done this differently or that differently. Obviously, you do want to do those things to maybe learn. But, you know, once a game's finished with, you kind of want to leave that, you know, in the past where it belongs. But at the same time, you know, especially when the season ends, and if the Kings don't make it into the playoffs, which I hope they really do, they're gonna need a little bit of help here. But, you know, I think at the end of the season, you're looking back at your season. It's obvious. It's hard not to think back and say like, oh, I wish I could have done this. Maybe
let me stop you real quick. Last year for your baseball team, University of Laverne baseball, how close were you to the 4 spot to get into the conference playoffs?
We actually did get into the 4 spot.
And it was
we needed help from someone.
So it was a grind towards the end of the season.
It was.
When you're in that situation playing against other teams, I don't know, did you ever play like Caltech or, I don't know, was CMS any good, any of the bad teams in that stretch run?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like you got their best game in those, that they were trying to beat you to keep you out?
I think so.
See, I think that's what the Kings are going through. I don't see why Edmonton wanted to win that game yesterday. I saw no real point to that.
It's funny that you mentioned that. We were in a tie for 4th place with Occidental College. Occidental College had the tiebreaker on us. So we needed to win our game, which was against Caltech. And then we needed CMS to beat Occidental College. We beat Caltech, and CMS ended up beating Occidental College. So you mentioned those two lower teams.
Yeah.
You know, Caltech's Caltech. They're obviously not a great baseball team. CMS having a really bad year this year, but we're a little bit better last year, but still finished in the bottom 2. And, you know, like you said, they played their best baseball game, I think, that season against.
And this year, you're in first.
Yep.
And you've been towards the top for like most of the season, right?
Yes.
So, you know, Are you guys kind of in the home stretch? Or are you close to getting done with?
We have 10 games left in the conference.
So you have 10 games left
the conference tournament,
and you aren't exactly in the playoff right now, but you're looking pretty good.
Yeah.
So do you sit back and relax a little bit? I'm going towards the Ducks right now because they've been at the top of the Pacific the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
So from your point of view, say with, you know, 4 or 3 games to go and you know you're in that tournament, what keeps you driving?
I think especially right now, we want to be the top seed because the top seed, you know, the number one seed mm-hmm. hosts the conference tournament.
Oh, okay.
And that's a huge advantage.
Beautiful Ben Hines Field.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's where we're at right now. We have four teams in the top. We have four teams at the top, and we're all separated within 2 games. We're in first place. Cal Lutheran and Pomona Pitzer are in 3rd and 4th place with 2 games back. And then we have Chapman, which is in 2nd place with only 1 game back.
When you watch hockey, you've watched a little bit. So the Ducks at the start of the season were more of a defensive team. They would really sit back on leads. And, you know, if the game was tied, they wouldn't really push the issue too much. Do you think that's dangerous come playoff time if they kind of keep that up?
I think so. You know, it's definitely not, you don't want to be, you know, I guess in a tie situation or just stuff like that. You know, you don't want to give an opportunity. You don't want to ever keep your foot off the gas pedal.
Because
that's something that I've learned. You kind of want, when you have a team down, you kind of want to just finish them, you know? Yeah, I did.
Excuse me. That was a little bit of burp. But what was I going to say? So, yeah, they have the ability to gain leads, and then they can kind of defend them, which is good because that means you know how to defend a lead. But if they get scored on, what tends to happen is the game opens up and they really get in trouble with speed skating teams like the Blackhawks. You know, they're really, really a fast team. So, yeah, Ducks, you know, I really think I'm with you. I think they need to push the issue a little bit more. And since they've picked up their new guys, they've been able to do that a little bit more. The additions of, on defense, James Wisniewski and Simon Desplais.
It's fun to say.
Desplais. Or if you're American and don't like to do that, Desprez. Yeah.
No, Desplais.
And Yuri Sakach.
Sakach.
He's been magnificent. I love that guy so much.
Magnificent.
Oh,
that's a good word.
Oh, he's really, really strong, and he's really, really fast as well, and has great technical ability, great hands with the puck. He's been magnificent for the Ducks. So I really like what they did at the trade deadline, picking up those players. I think that's been really, really good. But one thing I've noticed in the league this year is that there isn't much parity. And you know what I mean by parity?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the NHL installing that hard cap has been really, really good for the league. Would you like to see that in any like other sports, baseball or basketball?
Not really.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like the salary cap thing, I like what baseball does, you know, where they have, you know, certain teams, but I feel like you look at hockey and basketball and you look at baseball, you compare those, like, I feel like baseball and football are very similar in that respect. And I feel like hockey,
well, it's hard to make the playoffs in those 2 sports too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because football is such a short season and baseball is such a long season that, you know, it's, you know, you have to be good the whole season. And football, you know, it's just kind of like a day in or weekly grind.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think baseball wouldn't be a great idea. Just because it's fun to have those mega teams and, and, you know, those traditional powerhouses,
but like, you know, like I'm looking at hockey and I'm looking at basketball, and you know, if you wanted to, you could actually dominate those sports if you had a certain more basketball than hockey, because hockey you're constantly switching, you know, switching lines and always doing that. But basketball, it's like you could have 3 players and you can win a championship.
Yeah.
You know, so I honestly, if you're asking about salary caps, then I think the NBA should do that.
They have like they don't have a hard cap, but they
have a luxury tax.
But yeah, their new CBA is coming up soon, so we'll see. But that's it. We're done, man.
The SoCal
25
Sports
minutes
Dojo.
Goes by so fast every week.
Yep.
Every week. We're recording a bit later today. We usually record Wednesday mornings. It's Wednesday night. Dodgers, any score updates?
Still 5-2.
Still 5-2. Let me check my Ducks.
Andrew had an interview today.
Oh, Ducks are losing.
You
want to
let him know where you interviewed at?
Yeah, I interviewed at, it was weird. It wasn't really an interview. It was a I went into KFWB, the Beast 980, the Beast, home of the Clippers and the Galaxy.
Clippers.
And I sat down, and the guy said, okay, it's not about if you're going to be intern, it's about how we're going to get you to intern here.
Sweet.
So, yeah, I'm just pumped. It's a paid internship. I'm like, yeah, $10 an hour just to go and, you know,
talk
get experience.
Sports.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so
awesome, man.
So, yeah, I'm hoping that works out.
So
but we'll see.
Sports Dojo taking his places.
I'm Big Z, Andrew Zetterberg.
I'm Javi.
Until next week,
turn up.
We will see you then. Have a great weekend. And you know what? I'll give a little bit of a go Kings go. It'd be fun to see him in the playoffs.
It's going to be fun to watch these last couple of games.
Yeah. So go Kings go. And of course, go
GKG.
Ducks go. I'm going to the Ducks game in Arizona on Saturday.
Oh, I know. You're going this weekend.
On Saturday. I'm going to be there. I'm going to have a few waters before, if you catch my drift. Got a designated driver and everything.
Uber.
All right.
All right, man. Go Dodgers.
Go Angels. Have a good one.